Okay, so we're going to go through the Sicha Pashat Shoftim, discuss the Inyan of Nevuah. But before we do that, we're going to make several introductions. Why? Because these introductions, by the way, we're going to go very quickly because it's things we've discussed in the past, but it's, we can't elaborate on them. But if we go through these three points to say, we'll say these 3 points, then we'll go through the rest of the Sikha. You'll see how the whole Sikha makes perfect sense. The Rebbe says, the Hin is there, but take it miyad mamish, how it makes perfect sense, etc., etc., etc. And again, the only question is on us. And this we'll soon see. But so we'll go through very quickly through three introductions. Number one, these are all musogim, which the Rebbe sort of discussed through all the years. Firstly, we all know this like this. You have Echad. See the thing is about Echad? Echad. Above that is Yochid. Then above that is something which actually the Rebbe brought out in the Rebbe's Torah, is the Inyan of Etzem. What is Etzem? Etzem is, Echad can be defined as one. Yochid is defined, let's say he's the only one. What is Etzem? There is something we discussed many times. There is no definition here. So what is it? It's Chibur Kol HaHopchim. You know, there's no way how we can define him. The only thing we can say is that he brings all opposites together. Just to put it in simple words, the way the Rebbe many times quotes from the Rabbi Magid, it's Shnei Chatzoi Tzuris. That Yidden and the Eibishter, Shnei Chatzoi Tzuris. So we're not talking about Echod or Yochid here. We're talking about Shnei Chatzoi Tzuris. Two half images. How can two half images? We speak about the Eibishter, how can we say two half images? Because this goes, follows the concept of Etzem, Chibur HaHopchim. It's the way it is. Now, this is all saying it in the context of Chassidus. So therefore, it may come difficult. What do you mean by saying Chibur HaHopchim, Shnei Chayich Tzuris? It may come difficult. But the truth is, the bottom of all this is just one Nakuda. The Rebbe is taking Teres Chassidus and bringing it down to Halacha and to the Pshutish Lemikra, to the Ben Chomish Lemikra, or to any simple Yid that's never learned Chassidus. The way the Rebbe does it is by saying that we know this, we always discuss Echad and Yochid, to explain a Yid, a regular Yid who hasn't learned any Chassidus, explain him about Hashem Echad, Yehudi Tato, Yehudi Allah. It's very hard to explain, so you have to learn a lot about it. So therefore the Rebbe engages this idea of Etzem, which is Chibur HaHopchim, which is above Echad and Yochid, and this way you can take the whole Teiras HaChsidus and explain it to every single Yid on whatever level, and his Kim and Teir, what does it mean to the every Yid on his level? Do Teir and Mitzvah without any Hakbolas, and you'll see how everything goes along with you. This basically what it all boils down to bring Teiras HaChsidus to the Ibigigemic type, to Teir and Mitzvah without any limit. That is why the Rebbe engages this idea of Chibur HaHopchim. So this is what we know. We don't have to go into the whole thing. Just to remember, this is such a thing of Chibur HaHopchim, Shtei Chatzoi Tzuris. And what the purpose is only to engage the posh that Yid and Teres Chassidus. This is the whole thing. Now let's go a step further. When we say Shtei Chatzoi Tzuris, what is the Rabbi Magid says Shtei Chatzoi Tzuris. What is the Shtei Chatzoi Tzuris? One is the Eibishter, and the second one is Klal Yisrael. We. Now, here comes this again, the Hagdorah of the Rebbe. When we say that the Shtei Chatzoi Tzuris, the second Tzuris is us, Yisrael, so we may understand it to be as Yisrael, as explains the Chassidus in Atzim Zum Hus, there's a Shedesh of Yisrael. Says the Rebbe, no. Not no. It's not, no, no, it's not the right word. No, it's not the Kavana. We're talking about Yisrael here, Lamata. Here, Lamata, as you know yourself, we're talking about you. We're talking about me and you. Fine. So now, what does it mean when we say that as we are here now. Now this is something we discuss, the Rebbe discusses in all of my modim, it's all the sikhs, it's always everywhere. And we just have to hear what we're saying when we say these words. When we say that we are the other half of the Eibishter, with the other half of the Eibishter, what do they mean? It means that we, as we know ourselves, as limited human beings, restricted, mugbel al biteva, have unlimited koichot, bli gvul, kipshutei. How? In order to bring our bleak wool which we have in ourselves to bring it out. That is why Hashem gave us a Torah. Ani nevresi. Hashem gave us a Torah. We do the Torah, and that will bring out a bleak wool. And that's what's going to bring, that is the zman of Yumei Mashiach, when we bring out this bleak wool on ourselves through keeping Torah and mitzvahs. So therefore, what does this tell us? This tells us basically like this. This tells us basically like this. In other words, with the other half. So just like, if we can say that, the Abish is bleak wool. Yidn ablik vul can bring out the whole bleak vul. We have everything. And it's a mirror image. Fine. Of the Abish. So we have a full bleak vul. What? How do we bring out this bleak vul in ourselves? Through Torah. What does this mean to us? This means to us is what we discussed last week. What did we say last week? We explained last week, the Rebbe says, Gula is here, is something the Rebbe engages on every level of history. Yosef going down to Mitzrayim, Alter Rebbe going to Beis HaSurim, wherever it is, anyone going into Golos, the Rebbe always engages the idea that he went with the Gula into Golos. That's what we discussed last week. So now, therefore, when we say we're the other half of the Abish's image, what it basically means is Gula is going to come. Where's it going to come from? Coming from within us. Without Torah mitzvahs. Therefore, the Rebbe explains us. So therefore, the Gula is coming right from in us. Therefore, the Rebbe explains us that tzaddikim, all the Doiras, they would see how the Gula, we stand here and we see our Veda, we see we have a Gulas, we're fighting against the Gulas. You know, a difficult time, which Yidden went through all through history. We see our Gulas in opposition, etc., etc. So that is what we see. The tzaddikim who don't get pulled down by all the things which are going on in this world, and they have the image of the Eibishter themselves, and they have this the larger image to see what's going on. So they see Klal Yisrael as bringing out their koyach habligvul, and therefore they see the gula and all the different situations of Klal Yisrael, how they're coming, bringing it out more and more in the avoid of Torah mitzvahs. This now, what is the chiddush of Zman Hazeh? Kiddush as Manazel, like we spoke many times, Rabbi Torah tells us, today every Yid can see it. Pay attention to what's going on in the world. Pay attention to your Aveda yourself. And you will see that if you increase your Aveda, you can bring out your bleak vul. This is more or less very, very short. So therefore, what are the points coming out from this? The Gula, what is the Rabbi done with this? He's taking Gula in the most highest levels and told, and brought it down to what the way it's written in Rashi on Allah Teda, where the Rambam discusses it. How did the Rambam discuss the Gula? How did Rashi discuss Gula? They say very simply, Yidden do Torah mitzvahs. What is Gula? Shleimus kima Torah mitzvahs. So that's the Rebbe is now taking the Gula, with everything which Chassidus says about the Gula, with all the bleak vol, all the madregas, and brought it all down right into our court. The word is Gula. You do what Hashem says. You will reveal in yourself all these matregas which you're learning in Siddhas, etc., etc. So this is basically the Rebbe has taken the whole thing, the whole Seder Yishtalos list, and thrown it onto our lap. We do it, and this is it now. Based on this, based to understand this mahalach, that the Gula is an avoida, that is a whole get of Gula. The Gula is in a time when Yidden will have the ability to do the Avoida without any interference. That is the get of Gula. That's all it is. Based on this, we can now, let's go through the Sikhan of Pasha's Shaftim. And we'll see how it goes. We'll see very quickly the whole idea of the whole Nevuah. You'll see how it works very, very well. So now, Bukhayda, Bapashtas. So now, here let's go. Here the Rebbe starts, let's go with the Sikha. The Rebbe starts up the Sikha in the Sedra, it says, there's Shafit and Shaiter, a judge and a policeman. In your Moshe Mashiach, there's not going to be a policeman, there's going to be a Shafit, the judge to say the Psak Din. But there won't be a Shafit, there won't be a Shaiter, there won't be a policeman. Who will replace the position of the policeman? There'll be a Yoyitz, a consultant. In those days, you're not going to have to, anyone to enforce the law. You have people, you'll only need people to consult with, how can I perform Torah mitzvahs better? So you're going to have the yoyitz instead of the policeman. The yoyitz goes instead of the shaitan. Right. So now, what do we have here? This is what the Rebbe goes on to explain. So we have here, coming like this. Now we're going to focus now only on the inyan of the shaifet and the yoyitz. The shaifet is the one who says the judgment. Yeah. He says the judgment, the Torah says such and such, you know. And the Shgiyah is going to encourage you, going to give you a Mr. Shmuz, he's going to give you a Siddish Shmuz, or he's going to give you practical advice how to go ahead and do it. See, he's the one that's giving the encourage you, bringing the Torah, Mitzvah, the Torah, are many times absolute, they're above, it's dictated to us, you have to do it. The Yeh is the one that tells you how to bring it into yourself, how to bring it into your life. So the Yeh is the one consulting you. So the Rebbe explains here, what is the difference between the Shefet and Yeh? The Shefet is just telling you what to do. The Yeh is actually going into you and advising you based on his knowledge about you, etc., etc. He's telling you how you'll be able to carry it. So the Yeh is, going into you, it's actually dividing you, guiding you. He's like, taking you along the journey. So the Yoyetz, the Rebbe says, is the beginning of anything. What you do, where does it start up with? It starts with this Yoyetz advising you how to do it, right? The Shevet is just telling you what to do. You go to the Rabbonim, you know, they tell you, this is what you do. And then you have the Yoyetz, the Mashpia, let's say, who advises the beginning. This is the point. The Shevet is just dictating, whereas the Yoetz is the beginning of your action. The beginning of your avodah starts with the Yoetz because he's telling you how to carry it out. Fine. Now the Rebbe goes on to say, through all the years, remember, Shevet and Yoetz, when is this going to be? In Yemei Mashiach. We're not going to have any policemen, we only have a Shevet and a Yoetz. Now the Rebbe says, through all the years of Golus, going back all the years, four cities, there was always a Shevet. Then you always had the Yoetz. But those days could be a Yoetz. Could be the one who said Musa, whatever. He was a Yoetz. He was a Yoetz. Also, the Rav himself was a Yoetz. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Okay, fine. This is where you have the two things. Never here the Rav explains. Even though we had all through the Yoetz and the Yoetz and the Shefet, nevertheless, this Yoetz and Shefet we had all through the years did not bring the Gula. I mean, we had the Shefet. Why? Because what was a gula? The gula comes because we weren't behaving ourselves. So true, through all the years of gulas, we may have had a shefet, we had a yoetz, but there were still many things where we didn't conduct ourselves fully, completely. In other words, the chata'enu still remained, and that's why through all the years we still needed a policeman. Police sometimes bezmin couldn't get a word across to the person, so they would tell the shamash or the gaba, go take him and pull him or whatever. You have to use a policeman through all the years of Golos. That's what we had. So the Shefet and Yoetz didn't manage to fulfill the full capacity of bringing the Torah into the world. When will that happen? When Mashiach comes, the Shefet and Yoetz will have the full capacity of bringing the Torah into the world. Okay. So we discussed now the Shefet and the Yoetz. Now let's go over to something else. A Nevuah. The Rebbe takes Nevuah and says, we have Shefet and Yoetz. Now we have a third thing. What's Nevuah? Nevuah is similar to the Yoetz. Why the Nevuah is similar to Yoetz? Because again, Shefet is dictating the laws of the Torah. He gives him the Pisgei Dinim. What is Nevuah? Nevuah is actually made to help people. The Navi comes to tell people, to give them Musa, or to advise people. Even when Shaul lost his donkeys, he went to Shmuel. He went to Shmuel to advise him how to do it. That the Nevuah is to bring the Gilel Kuz. The Shevet is bringing the Gilel Kuz of Torah, which is a koyach above the world, just dictating to us what to do. And what is the Nevuah? He's bringing the Gilel Kuz to the world. What is, in other words, what are the difference of the Yoetz and the Nevuah? The Navi is the Yoetz is a consultant. So you have two things. He's consulting, he's giving his, according to his logic, his understanding. He's a more intelligent person, more, let's say, more Yerushalayim. So he's giving me or you, his understanding how you should carry out the Torah and Mitzvahs. The Navi is not only based on his, what is Nevuah? It's a revelation of Elokus in the mind of the Navi. So it's not like Torah, which is dictated from above. It's a revelation of Elokus in the mind of the Navi. And he shares it with a person. So that is a revelation of Elokus, and Nevuah is that is similar to the Yoetz, but he has a koyach of Elokus. He's bringing Elokus down to his own level and down to the people who he's sharing with. He's giving them advice and how to. So he's the same capacity as the Yoetz, just he has this koyach of, it's coming right from Elokus, a vision of Elokus which is coming into the Navi, into the mind of the Navi. Fine. So now that's the Navi. The Navi is similar to the Yoetz, but it's with Gil Elokus. Now, let's go further. We have now Later, we have, like we said, Rebbe said before, we have all through the years, we always had a Shefet and a Yoyet through all the years.
Through what?
A Shefet and a Yoyet.
Shefet and a Yoyet.
Then comes the Giloy of Mitzvah Galat Zeis HaChachma, Yifutzim HaNasech HaChutzah. This comes the Giloy of Kabbalah, then you have the Giloy of Chassidus. What is the Giloy of Chassidus? Giloy of Chassidus is like you just said, what is it? You're taking a look here, the way we always understand Nevuah, just make it like, is always a vision of Lakus coming to the person, to the Navi, right? An abstract vision. Something Navi, Spashtus Agashimis, and he has a vision of a Lakus. What is Chassidus? That is a Lakus. It's actually Lakus, but it's brought down, it's actually chewed and taken apart by the Seichel. It's brought down completely in the Kalim of the Seichel. The Kalim of the Seichel in a way that can be shared with everybody. That even, let's say, me and you, which we don't have any vision of a Lakus, the Rebbe teaches us Chassidus, brings a Lakus to our Seichel. So it's actually an Inyan of Nevuah. But it's brought all the way down to us. So that's in your, yeah. So now we have the Shefet, which we always had. And then we have the Yoyetz, and we're having the Yoyetz now with Kedus of Sidus. We have the Yoyetz in the capacity of Nevuah. He's bringing the Lakus, Mamish to Seichel, sharing it with everybody. Okay. Now we have the Lakus, the Nevuah. The Lakus sharing with it. Let's just make it clear. When we say we're having a Lakus brought down to everybody through Chassidus, that in the Lashon of the Sikha, the Rebbe keeps on repeating itself. Not one time, but tens of times, again and again. This is the beginning of the Gula. Why is it the beginning of the Gula? So the real is the Rebbe saying, what he said all the years. It's Me'ein. Chassidus is Me'ein in Yina Gula. Here the Rebbe is emphasizing, it says, see, this is a revelation of course, bringing a Lakus down to the person. So you're not only, you're actually bringing the Koyach Aliki to the person, to that, and that person will be able to absorb it in his mind, and you're giving guidance to the person with, not coming only from your Seichel, it's coming from a Lakus. So that is eventually would develop to be the Gula. What's the Gula? When we're going to be able to digest the Lakus, absorb the Lakus with our Koyach, so that's the Gula. So here we already have it. The Rebbe says, using here the words of scholar. Fine. Now comes the Rebbe and says, this we have all the Doris of the Rebbe Nisayin. Now it comes to our door. We've already finished. The Rebbe says, like the Chroz of, the Rebbe says, the Friedrich Rebbe. Chroz of the Friedrich Rebbe. They've already finished all the Aveda. And what do they mean when we finish all the Aveda? What do they mean when we say the whole finish Aveda? So let's go back what we said before. When we finish more Aveda means that what is the Inyan? That a Yid actually has in himself all, he has a full capacity to bring out the Gula. And that's what his Torah Mitzvahs is. Just to explain it again, because I missed saying it before. Why through all the years we didn't bring out this koyach of a yid, which he has, he's a mirror image of the Eibishter, and he has a Torah which brings out this image. Why didn't we manage to do it through all the years? Because the Pashta Sipa, Pashta interest. A normal yid sitting in Golas cannot recognize himself having the bleak vulnerability to bring out this ability through Torah Mitzvahs. Who can live with such a vision in the mind? Tzaddikim are able to live in the mind, sitting in Golas, in the worst situations. He knows that he does what the Eibishter wants, that everything is going to work. He's clear, it's all of the other Hashem. For a normal yid to live in that way of thinking is too much to ask. He's not required to live in such a way. So he has to know he does his best, I'll be tefer to keep Torah Mitzvahs. And the chosid goes on and says, nefesh. But you don't have this awareness that I'm going to do Torah Mitzvahs, and therefore I'm going to bring out everything is going to go exactly according to the plan of the Eibishter, and I'm going to see it in my life, is not a thing which a normal yid can, it's not a need, it's not the get of a Veda. So what is the whole Mitzvahs of God? It's the fact that I'm not aware of what mobility that I have myself. And in Zman HaGolos, I'm not required to have this awareness. It's not a way of Zman HaGolos, so I should be aware of this Koyach Bligvul that I have. Okay? We could get ourselves into problems by engaging the idea of Bligvul in Zman HaGolos. Now, comes now the Rebbe says that now after we have the effect of Gilei Lakus, HaFotzim HaYonos Chutzah, and the of bringing Elchus down into this world, and then we have the Friedrich Rebbe telling us that we've already finished all Aveda. That means, that what do they mean that finished all Aveda? The world is in such a state now that anyone can understand it. Anyone wants to, the Rebbe says in the words of the Rebbe, open your eyes. You look at the world, look at your life. If you do Torah and mitzvahs, you can affect the world around you. Once upon a time, to tell a person you can affect the world around you, Torah and mitzvahs was something only for tzaddikim to realize. Nowadays, every person in his life can come to realize that if you do Torah and mitzvahs, you can affect your own life. So therefore, what are we missing today? After we have already this effect on the world through all that video which was done. What are we missing? So we should come aware of the situation, how it really is, right? Is that this so far so good? We should come aware of the situation. In other words, once this awareness that I should be able to, that I can affect everything around me through Torah mitzvahs was beyond the capacity of a normal year to absorb such an awareness. And now if we just look at our own lives, look at what's going on around us, we would be able to realize that we have the capacity to affect everything in the world around us. So now that all of this has been given, we have the inam, which gives us ability to affect the world. What are we still missing? There's one thing we're missing. We're missing that we are not aware of the ability that we have. Once upon a time we were not required to have this awareness. Now we can have that ability. I mean, we're still not aware. So what is left to do? Here comes the Rebbe says, being that everything has been done, and the world, and that all that is missing your awareness. So now, the Rebbe says, besides all the aitzes that the Rebbeim gave us, the Gilei Lekus, the way that the Lekus with which the Rebbeim affected the world, etc., etc., I'm going to say it out clearly in words. That what? The Aveda is finished, and therefore, Hine Zebo, take from Yad Mamish. What do they mean, Hine Zebo, take from Yad, what do they mean, take from Yad Mamish? The fact the Rebbe says it, the take, he's telling you, I'm saying it, the take of the Rebbeim, the take of the Rebbeim is saying it, the take of the Nevoah, the Rebbe says it, that is it. Again, because the whole thing that is missing is just our awareness, we're not. The fact that the Rebbe is explaining us through, it's been explained to us through Rebbein and Seino. And it's been explained in all the Sikhs, the Rebbe's Mamor, we still don't understand it. So now the Rebbe is telling, I'm telling him a fetish. So what is the fulfillment of the Rebbe's Nevoah? The fulfillment of the Rebbe's Nevoah is the fact that he stated it. So the whole thing which we were missing is our awareness. Okay, now you have the full awareness. So you have the full Nevoah, you have the full, this is the actual revelation. What goes further? So you look at the further, the Rebbe says, the Rebbe explains right after that, right after this Nevoah. Right after the Rebbe says, Hine Zebo take of Yad Mamish, what the Rebbe goes right and says, the Rebbe carries on to say, the point is here to utter it in words. To say it in words, you should hear what I'm saying. Once you heard me say that is it, it is, so that is it. I'm telling you, it had a full take from the ball. Okay. You were just missing the awareness. Now you have that awareness because I said it. Okay, so now you have it. Then the Rebbe goes to continue and says that you should go and tell this to the world. The Rebbe says, how can you tell it to the world? L'cheira, how are people going to accept such things? They're going to tell them that Hini that ball take of a Yad Mamish Nevoah. The Rebbe says, you can tell it is not an issue. Because whatever I'm telling you is not new. What does it mean it's not new? Because the Rebbeim already brought it through all the years. Now I've brought it down in words and told you. So from this moment and on, it's not new anymore. Because it's happened with my saying. With my saying, with what the Rebbeim have said. And with what I said, it has already happened. Now you just take it, and you realize it, and you take it, and now it's not nothing new anymore. Then the Rebbe also says, what is needed that you should identify with it? Remember, as long as a Yid does not implement it, the whole Gula can come down. If a Yid does not implement it, that is still Gula. Because why? Because the Gula is when a Yid implements his ability, once upon a time you didn't have the ability to implement your ability. Now you do have the ability. So now the Rebbe said, what you're missing is, the Rebbe, loss of the Rebbe is, b'makabel, says, my all about Shabbat Tchila, your action will be, I think this is what he's saying in the city, will accomplish more than the Nevoah itself. Why? Because the Nevoah is just bringing it down in Matthias. Your action is actually going to make it happen. So this is basically it. So when the Rebbe, just to prove the point, the next Sikha, Pasha Tetzay, the Rebbe continues actually to explain, goes on the same theme, and goes to explain that nowadays you can already have a Shaykh. The Rebbe explains on several levels. The Rebbe said that nowadays you can have a Shaykh to the Schav, your Moshe Mashiach, the Schav, Elef HaShvi, you can have it. So he's telling you the Gula is now in your hands. And this is the way. So the Rebbe is, in other words, when the Rebbe said it with his saying, it happened. And you see this in other places in the Rebbe's Sichos, in other places, the simplest story with the Rebbe, you see this, the Rebbe does the same thing. So this is very clear. So the question here, why hasn't it happened? This question, why hasn't it happened yet? This is the question the Rebbe is asking at Mosse all along. Why are you not realizing? Well, I'm telling you, this is what it means. So why hasn't it happened? The question is in ourselves. Why are we not realizing what the Rebbe is saying and going ahead and acting upon it? Okay, so this is basically it. I don't know, is this fine or okay, fine. That's it. Well, I think we'll leave it here.
I have a lot to work on next week.